I've been away for the month of January, and I was down visiting my father and my brothers and sisters and families and friends down in Brazil. I think I came back without Zika. It might take a while so that I'll know. So in a week or so, I might tell you what happened, but I think I came alone anyway. So as I went, you know, the region I come from, where I stayed, is not a region of risk. But I had a good time with my dad. I did went fishing with him, because I said that was my only plan, and I did went fishing with my dad and my brother, and I was planning of taking another month. I said, well, it's so good, I'll stay another month. I said, no, but I think you had enough vacation too, so I said, I'll come back. And today, this celebration you're having in our parish, which we began talking about, I think, when was that? Back in October, maybe. Well, we started in June last year, parish-wide meeting, an assembly. And there we decided that we should have more occasions of gathering and coming together, the parish. So we decided to have one big celebration, you know, with all the different cultures, countries. When we say cultures, there are so many, of course, of you, most of you were born here in the United States, but each one from different cultures as well. So we celebrate that all together. And the most important thing, you know, after the Mass, and don't worry, the Mass today will be very long. That's why we canceled the 7 o'clock Mass, so this one could go until 8 without any problem. So everything has a reason why we do things, you know. That's, you know, we thought ahead of that too. But it's, you know, we're going to go there, and there are so many food. They said, I believe there will be enough food for everyone. You know, I haven't been there. And sister was tasting, so she said everything was good. So I trust her. So we're going to go there. But the most important thing is our gathering here. I think this is the moment. This is the reason why we celebrate. This is the richness that we find in our church. Not only here in our parish. In the Catholic Church, the word Catholic means universal. The word of Jesus that goes and transcends borders, cultures, languages, you know, cultures, everything. Because everything, the word of God is meant, you know, to reach to the ends of the world, to go to all nations. That's what we are celebrating today, that gift of coming together. Nosotros celebramos hoy la riqueza de tenermos en una parroquia, como toda la iglesia, las diferencias que nosotros traemos, sea de nuestra cultura, de nuestro país, de nuestro idioma, nuestra lengua que hablamos, pero más importante, los dones que Dios nos regala y que nosotros hoy celebramos todos juntos aquí. When we asked, you know, we had some papers so people fill in and put in their country, so would help us, and it did help a lot us to organize today's celebration. There came a list, very interesting, and I think the order here is alphabetical, you know, of all the countries, and we said, are you going to mention all these countries? He said, this will be my homily, don't worry. You know, I don't know if they're present here. Yo no sé si todos estos están presentes, representantes de estos países. Y yo sé que hay países que están en la parroquia que no están aquí. O no llenaron el papel, o por alguna razón se perdió. No, I know the other countries that I'm not mentioning, that are here in the parish as well. Either they didn't fill in that paper, or for some reason it got lost, or I don't know. Or they wrote in their native language and we could not read it. I don't know. Could be anything. But in our parish, we have people coming, either born in these countries or from that heritage. From Brazil, Cape Verde Islands, from Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, Cuba, the Czech Republic, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, El Salvador, England, Finland, Germany, Greece, Guatemala, Guyana, Haiti, India, Ireland, Italy, Mexico, Panama, Peru, the Philippines, Poland, Puerto Rico, Slovenia, Hungary, Trinidad and Tobago, USA, Venezuela, Vietnam. Where is Egypt? I'm looking at Daisy and Dr. Poussin. And Egypt, because they're from Egypt, they're Egyptians. And that's what we have. Probably there are more countries here. I would ask, let's give a big applause of all nations and countries. Now, this is not a folk festival. This is not about it. It is beautiful to see, and I've seen that many people, we ask them, you know, they're dressed in their, you know, national costumes. But what is more important, this is the Catholic Church. This is a sign to the world. If we see, there is a word that we talk a lot, or we hear so much, that is the globalization. That the distance has become shorter. That the world is becoming, you know, you travel, you know, information goes here, there, you know, your communication. You know, that's the globalization. On the other hand, we also see in the news what is going on, for instance, far away from us, but it's more evident these days in Europe. So many refugees, people from Syria and the Middle East and North Africa, so many of them trying to get, you know, they are fleeing war zones or just fleeing for their lives and their families, going into Europe. Now, and we see so much division, countries closing their borders, and you know, we might say they have their reason here and there, but that's the reality there. Here we are giving witness of something different, that we can come from many different places, but we gather because we celebrate one faith. That will make us brothers and sisters. No matter where you were born, no matter what language you speak, no matter some people perhaps are not even understanding what I'm saying right now, but we are brothers and sisters. And that is the witness that we give to the world. Pope Francis has asked us time and again, you know, in the world that talks so much about globalization, let's have the globalization of solidarity. And this year, the globalization of mercy. We are celebrating the year of mercy. What is to be merciful? It's to be full, to be filled with the feelings of the faith that we have in Christ Jesus, that we are a family, and we want that family not only to be beautiful words, but we are asked to welcome the one who is, in my mind, a stranger to me. What is the stranger? Now, in the Gospel of Matthew, he says, and what usually we call the last judgment, that the end of time, Jesus will gather everyone, will put, you know, the sheep to his right and the goat to his left, and will tell them, welcome those who are blessed by my Father, because I was hungry, you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. And one word he's going to say, I was a stranger and you welcome me. I think that's a mission that we ask from God. And a time, when the time will come that we're going to have to be before the judge, he's going to tell us, oh, you are from Resurrection Church. The church that welcomes. And to welcome means to have an open heart. To say that we are brothers and sisters. And sometimes we are from the same place, the same neighborhood. And sometimes we don't talk. We do not know each other. The celebration today is a challenge to each one of us. To perhaps to step out of our comfort zone that sometimes we're building and we are so happy to be there. But the Lord will continually ask us to do something more. Today's gospel. Peter and the others, they had, you know, worked and had caught nothing, and they said, well, go to deeper water and throw your nets. He said, should I? No, I don't want to do. No, the Lord is asking us to do so. Today the Lord is asking us, you know, one step forward. Try to make a new friend. That's our family. You know, that's our family. Different. The beauty of coming together. En este día, queremos hacer de esta celebración un encuentro muy importante para cada uno de nosotros, para nuestra fe. Un encuentro que nos invita, que nos llama a saber, a tener la conciencia que estamos en una comunidad de hermanos y hermanas. Muchas veces nos quedamos solamente de salir de nuestro hogar, de venir a la misa que de costumbre venimos, y ahí vamos a conocer 5 o 10 personas y después regresamos a la casa y todo eso. Yo creo que el Señor nos invita a un paso más adelante, a salir de esto que es nuestra, seguir claro con nuestra amistad, con nuestra familia, pero saber que nuestra familia es más ancha, que nuestra familia de fe es una familia que tiene personas que hablan distinto que yo, que pienso en algunas cosas distintas que yo, pero que celebran una misma fe en Jesús nuestro Señor. Esto es lo que nos une hoy. Y lo que vamos a compartir después de la misa, las comidas muy sabrosas de tantos países que nos traerán, que ustedes traerán, es una señal que va a completar lo que aquí estamos celebrando. Esto es muy importante. Esto es la fiesta. Globalizar la solidaridad, el conocimiento, tener los brazos y el corazón abierto para recibir, para dar la bienvenida a los que no, nosotros todavía no conocemos. A veces no es fácil salir de nuestro pequeño mundo, mas es lo que nosotros somos llamados. O mundo que está dividido e que nós vemos nas notícias tantas brigas de pessoas que querem sair de seus países pelas guerras, pelos sofrimentos e que encontram outros países com portas fechadas. E nós podemos perguntar, o que eu posso fazer por isso? Quase nada, mas que o nosso coração esteja aberto. A mudança acontece próxima de nós, aquele que está ao meu lado, que às vezes eu não aceito, porque talvez pense um pouco diferente do que eu penso. O Senhor nos pede para segui-lo, o que Ele pediu a Pedro e os discípulos. Vem, eu te farei pescadores de homens, diz no Evangelho, o profeta Isaías. Quem enviarei? E o profeta diz, envia-me, Senhor, aqui estou. É o chamado que o Senhor pede a cada um de nós. Quem enviaremos? Que estejamos nós disponíveis. I'm seeing the line, which language I'll go next, but I don't think there's any other language that I could go and say. Just in a moment, let us thank the Lord for the many gifts He has given us. Let us thank the Lord for giving us the gift of faith that we want to share. Our faith in Jesus that we profess and we come here and we celebrate is the faith that will give us the strength. May the doors of our church, may the doors of our hearts be always open to welcome those who come knocking. And they will come hungry, thirsty, sometimes or most of the times hungry, a hunger for God, a thirst for justice and for God. May we always have the doors open and may always have our hands extended to help to lift those who are falling down and continue to be the fishers of men that Jesus spoke to Peter in the gospel. We heard in today's first reading the prophet Isaiah say, a beautiful reading, his vocation say, "And whom shall I send?" The Lord, he felt that the Lord was asking, "Whom shall I send?" He said, "Here I am, Lord, send me." May we be today the ones say, "Lord, here I am. I want to be a missionary, a messenger of mercy," especially this year that the Pope has invited us to celebrate the year of mercy. May we all be messengers, not only with words, but with our actions, with our joy. That's what we celebrate, the joy, with our differences, with our cultures. May we all be those messengers, bringing God's words to everyone, especially those who are close, who are near to each one of us.